Welcome to the Skills for Wellness Breathing and Relaxation CD. This first track will be a breathing practice combined with a mindful body scan and relaxation. So to begin with, lie down on a mat on the floor. Make yourself comfortable on your back, maybe with something to support your head, a pillow, or something round to support your neck. And lay down with your knees up and your feet flat on the floor. So make yourself comfortable with something to support your head, feet flat on the floor, knees up in the air. And then you could put one hand on your chest and one hand on your belly. And just begin by being very mindful of your breath, not manipulating or changing the breath, but just paying attention to your breath as it is right now. Paying close attention to the quality of the breath in your nostrils. If you feel it down your throat, maybe in your sinuses, and your lungs, and then the muscles that you use to breathe. How does your body move in order to breathe? If you notice that your chest is slightly going up and down, then you know that you have a bit of chronic stress, because if you're laying and relaxed and you're still breathing in your chest, then that's a kind of habitual stress breathing. That's the kind of breathing that triggers the sympathetic nervous system, the fight or flight reaction, which we associate with stress. Whereas if your belly is going up and down, and you're using your diaphragm to breathe, then that encourages the relaxation response. The parasympathetic nervous system, which encourages healing and relaxation. So if your chest has been going up and down, try to quiet your chest as much as possible. While pushing your belly up on the in-breath and letting your belly go with gravity on the out-breath. Expanding on the inhalation and relax and let go on the exhalation. By using your diaphragm, you're initiating the relaxation response and the parasympathetic nervous system. So really feel, you can begin to exaggerate that now. Really push your belly up as if you have a kind of pregnant belly, and then just really let it go, relax as you breathe out. Your diaphragm is this kind of sheet of muscle below your rib cage, and it presses down on the lower organs and creates a vacuum in the lower part of the lungs. So you're bringing the air right down to the lower part of your lungs, and the belly goes up because you're displacing to create that vacuum, pressing on the organs in your lower abdomen. Feeling your belly rise with the in-breath, relax and let go with the out-breath. Encouraging the relaxation response with each breath. Feel the rise of the belly and let gravity take the belly down on the out-breath as you completely relax all the muscles in your body, soften, and let go on the out-breath. keeping your mind alert and clear and focused mindfully on each breath. That's good. Now we're going to exaggerate that a little bit further by doing what we call a pelvic tilt. So you're going to begin tilting your pelvis with each breath. So on the in-breath, as your belly rises up, you begin to arc your lower back, make an arch like a bridge in the lower back. Make sure your chest is not starting to heave up as well. And as you breathe out, you press that lower back to the floor. And you can press on your feet a little bit and tuck your tail between your legs. So on the in-breath, arch the lower back, push the belly up. And on the out-breath, press the lower back into the floor, press down on the feet, and tuck your tail between your legs a little bit. So you just pick your tailbone a little bit off the floor, perhaps. So you're really tilting the pelvis with each breath, making a kind of wave-like motion of the spine, getting your spine involved with the breathing so that your whole body is breathing now. This is the way a baby breathes when they're first born. Sticking the bum out, the belly out on the in-breath, and then letting the belly fall, elongating the lower back, tucking your tail between your legs on the out-breath. And you can take your time with each breath, even hold a little bit as you fill up, and then letting go on the out-breath. And when you breathe all the way out, just pause there for a moment as well until you feel the need to breathe in. Exaggerate the motion of your body and the curvature in your lower back, and the tilting of your pelvis with each breath. And you can have a sense of gratitude for the breath that brings your life force energy, keeps you alive. As if you were thirsty on a hot day and you're drinking in the breath. Each breath brings life. And enjoying how the breath moves your body so that breathing and the movement of the body become one fluid motion, like waves coming onto the shore. Arching the lower back and pressing the belly out on the in-breath. Hold for a moment and then releasing breath and pressing the low back to the floor, pressing on your feet and lifting your tailbone a little bit off the floor. Nice arcing in the lower back and tilting the pelvis on each breath. Again, noticing that your chest is still and quiet as the belly and the lower body does all the movement and all the breathing. Excellent. Encouraging the relaxation response, so that you can go into deep states of relaxation, which are very healing. Continuing to be mindful, paying attention to your diaphragm, especially as you press down on the in-breath, and puff your belly up. Noticing that muscle that we seldom pay attention to, below the rib cage, separates the upper abdomen from the lower abdomen. Rocking your pelvis with each breath. And then we're going to do an exercise that will bring a little bit more attention into the diaphragm as well, and that actually helps you to strengthen your diaphragm and your mindfulness of your diaphragm. So on your next in-breath, fill your belly up like a big basketball or a big pregnant belly, arching the lower back, and then hold your breath for a moment. Just stop the breath, and then suck that basketball up into your chest. Pull it up into your chest, and then push it back down to your belly, and then release the breath. Relax and let go. It takes a little while to get used to this. Take a few normal breaths or go back to your pelvic tilts, and we'll do another one of those in a moment. Back to your gentle pelvic tilts, lifting the belly on the in-breath, and letting the belly fall with the out-breath. Then with your next in-breath, let's go back, fill it up like a big basketball in the belly, hold your breath for a moment, and then pull that basketball up into the chest, big, broad chest, expand the rib cage, and then press it back down with your diaphragm, back down on top of the belly, push into the belly, and release, let the breath go. So you can see with this exercise, you're beginning to feel up of the diaphragm and the down of the diaphragm. You're also probably using your abdominal muscles, but you need to discriminate the difference between abdominal muscles in the front and the diaphragm deep inside. Take a few more normal breaths or gentle pelvic tilts, and we'll do that again. The next time we can do several of those ups and downs while holding the breath. When you're ready then, on your next in-breath, fill up your belly like a big basketball, hold your breath for a moment, and then pull that basketball up into the chest, make it big chest, and then press back down to the belly, once more pull it up into the chest, back down to the belly, and then relax the breath and let go, breathing out. Again, you're making that connection between your mind and your diaphragm so that you can call upon your diaphragm when you need it. In the middle of a stressful situation, you can find that muscle and press down in order to encourage the relaxation response and to cut the fight or flight sympathetic reaction. Learning to control your body and keep yourself in a state of equilibrium so that you decide when you want to be stressed and not your fear. You can control your body and you can listen to your body. Let's do that one more time. Fill your belly on the in-breath. Big basketball, draw it up into the chest, push it back down to the belly, one more time up into the chest, back down into the belly, push it up, and then release, relax, and let go. And just go back to your pelvic tilts for a moment. Again, feeling the arching of your back. On the in-breath, belly goes up, flattening the back as your belly drops with gravity, pushing on your feet, tilting your pelvis on the out-breath. So you're elongating the front of the body on the in-breath and foreshortening it on the out-breath, while the back is doing just the opposite. Getting your whole body breathing. And you can breathe like this when you're sitting in a more relaxed and less exaggerated way. When you're standing, when you're driving, sitting at the computer, anytime you can breathe using your whole body in this way. Breathing into the lower part of the body. That's good. That's good for the breathing exercises. Now, if you'd like to stretch out your legs, or you could put something underneath your knees to support your knees, and we'll move into a mindful body scan. So we'll be taking the body scan posture with your palms turned upward, the side of your body at a comfortable distance from your sides, palms turned upward, which opens up the chest a bit, and also keeps you awake, a feeling of turning your palms, keeping that slight bit of tension in the hands in order to keep you awake. So while you become more and more relaxed, your mind is more and more alert, clear, and mindful. So we'll be starting with the soles of your feet, just paying attention to the experience in the soles of your feet. Noticing what you feel there, the ball of the foot, the pads of the toes, the arch, and the heel. You might feel your heel against the floor, against the mat. Just feel that pressure and be present to the experience as it is, exactly as it is right now. Bringing your mind right down into your feet. And then as you lift your belly with the in-breath, imagine that that breath could go right down into your feet, down your legs and into your feet, and as you breathe out, relax and let go. Reconnecting with the breath in the belly. With each breath, the belly lifts a little bit and relaxes with gravity on the out-breath. And you can tune into your whole body, feeling all the places where you touch the floor. Again, your heels, your calves perhaps, and your thighs, certainly your buttocks. Significant amount of weight there. And then there's probably an arch in your lower back, and then your middle and upper back, your shoulder blades, the backs of your arms, your elbows, and perhaps the knuckles of your hands, and the back of your head, maybe your neck on a pillow. Feeling all the places where you make contact with the earth, with the floor. Give in to gravity. Let yourself be completely present here right now. Totally in touch with the surface of your body that touches the floor, the mat, the earth. And then you can bring your mindfulness into the tops of your feet and your ankles. Tuning into the experience that's there right now. Some of us have had maybe some sprained ankles in the past. You might notice one ankle feels maybe tighter than the other. Just compare them, the right and the left. Just notice what you notice in your ankles and the bony tops of your feet right down to your toes, to the toenails. Tune into that experience. And then as you lift your belly with the in-breath, imagine that that life force energy runs down your legs and into the ankles, creating a kind of open space in the ankle joint, replenishing the tops of your feet. And then as you breathe out, relax and let go, relaxing your mind as you relax your body. Then you can bring your attention to your calves. The calves may be pressing against the floor. You feel the weight of your body, your lower legs, and really be mindful right from the knee joint down into the ankle joint. There's two bones that run down the leg. One of them is very stable and the other one turns so that we can pivot our feet. And just pay attention to the calf muscle, the shin in the front, and the muscles on either side. Are you still holding habitual tension there from standing or walking? See if you can allow yourself to feel whatever's there, just as it is, being mindful of your lower legs from the knee to the ankle joint, isolating that part of your legs. Then once again, as you lift your belly with the breath, as if you're blowing air into a balloon of the lower legs. The lower legs were balloons and you could fill them up with the life force energy of the breath. Do that now, and then as you breathe out, release any tension in your body, relax and let go. Then you could connect with your knees. The knee is a very important joint in the body. Again, some people have had knee problems. Some have healthy knees. You could compare the right with the left. Notice what you notice. And just send your mindfulness right into that knee joint. And the backs of the knees where the hamstring muscle attaches to the lower leg. Allows you to kick your leg back. Sometimes there's some tightness in that. The kneecap and all the tendons, ligaments, and the little muscles on either side which support the knee joint. Feel your knees, and then as you lift the belly with the in-breath, bring that life force energy into the knee joint as if expanding it, bringing space into that joint. Relax and let go as you breathe out. Letting your mind relax, spread out as well as your body. Then being mindful of your thighs, the right thigh and the left thigh, from the knee joint, right up into the hip sockets. The long thigh bone, trace that with your mind. And the big muscles on top and underneath, biggest muscles of the body, use up a lot of oxygen and energy. Again, we might have habitual tension in your thighs. Not judging yourself, but just paying attention to the experience as it is right now. Really, with bare attention, feeling your thighs and honoring these good muscles that move you through your life. Feeling what you feel. The muscles below and the sides, the stabilizing muscles. And then breathing, lifting the belly, bring that breath right down into those muscles of the thighs. Feel the life force energy, then release the breath, relax and let go as you breathe out. Letting your thighs and your legs completely release. You might imagine that the legs disconnect at the thigh joint. Just release them and let them float down a warm stream of relaxation, rippling on the current, creating a little space in that hip joint. Let your legs go. Then you could feel the weight of your body as it rests in your buttocks, the right and the left cheek. You may, if you like, you can even use your hands to spread one side, right hand to the right cheek, spread it out, left hand to the left cheek, just to give yourself a little more spreading room. Just notice what you feel in your buttocks, big strong muscles, the degree of relaxation. Sometimes relaxation comes in waves. It doesn't all come at once. Notice your buttock muscles and underneath the pelvis, the sitting bones. Breathe into those big muscles in your buttocks, and as you breathe out, relax and let go. Feeling your hips, those hip bones that point up to the ceiling. And see if you can describe with your mind the whole bowl of your pelvis. There's the hip joints or the thighs, the ball and socket joint, and that whole area of the bottom of your body. You could be mindful of your genitals, your anus, and your perineum in between, a strip of muscle and flesh in between. And just breathe right down into that space. Again, lifting the belly, pressing the breath right down into that region of your hips, the bowl of the pelvis. Relax and let go as you breathe out. Staying awake and alert, your mind clear, your body relaxed. Enjoying your body, getting to know your body, and really bringing your mind into every cell of your body. This region of the bowl of your pelvis is like the earth of the body, your center of gravity. The Chinese say that about 2 or 3 inches below the navel, this point they call the Tan Tien, the field of the elixir of long life. Energetic center that releases a reservoir of life force energy. So as you press the breath down into the lower part of your body, and as you breathe out, feel that energy spread all over your body. This little point deep in the center of your body, 2 or 3 inches below the navel, the Tan Tien, is like a little fire burning, radiating energy throughout your body. And then you could feel your lower back. Maybe there's still a gentle curving as you breathe in and flattening as you breathe out. Just ever so subtle. You could create a belt of mindfulness that goes right from your belly to your back, as if you were wearing a big wide military belt marching in a parade. And you feel underneath the belly button and all around it, the belly rising with the in-breath, slight arching of the back, and then elongating the back, flattening it to the floor, and the belly releases with gravity on the out-breath. Really enjoying your breath, the subtle movement of your belly with the breath. You could feel your solar plexus. You might even bring up your hand for a moment and just gently take your right hand if you're right-handed, or your left if you're left, and just lift your palm up onto the solar plexus at the base of your ribs, and gently in a circular motion, a kind of clockwise motion, rub your palm over that area and just see how that feels. This is a place of tenderness in the solar plexus where many nerve endings come together. Osteopaths maybe sometimes call it the emotional brain of the body. So just gently checking out how you feel when you gently massage that area with your palm, area of sensitivity and vulnerability. Really learning to love and caress yourself. And you can put your hand back down on the floor, palm turned upward, and just notice how that feels. Continuing to breathe into the belly. And then you can connect with the point directly behind that on your back. And then riding up your spine, pay attention to those muscles on either side of your spine. The erector spinae muscles that hold you up throughout your day. Run your mindfulness up those muscles, up and down, on either side, noticing what you notice, and even right into the vertebrae itself. Is there a sense of comfort and relaxation there, or is there some tension? Just notice it, not judging. And then breathe into the belly, bring that life force energy into your spine. Relax and let go as you breathe out. Let your spine soften and melt those muscles like butter on a warm plate. Let them spread out and pour into the floor. And feel your ribs. The bowing arc of the ribs attached, most of them, to the spine, bowing right out. Notice how you breathe into your belly. You might notice the ribs are able to move in all directions. If you bring a little bit of the breath into your chest, press the breath right into the belly and lift it into the chest a little bit. Push back down in the belly and release. Feel how your ribs can bend. Accommodate the expansion of the lungs. What a marvelous design. Not taking anything for granted in our body, appreciating it. Feeling your lungs as you breathe, continuing to use your diaphragm, pressing it down into the belly. And then nestled behind your lungs is your heart. See if you can feel the beating of your own good heart. You may feel that pulse in your palms or in your throat, maybe even down in your feet. See if you can tune into it right there in the heart of your chest. The miracle of circulation, the heart pumping day and night, 24 hours, bringing nourishment and oxygen to every cell of your body and releasing the waste products of metabolism, cleansing and purifying every cell. The blood works this miracle of circulation. Just as the original cells in the ocean were washed and nourished by the sea, so the blood and the heart service every cell of your body. And in the same way, in the center of your chest, you can imagine a light that shines out, representing your goodness as a human being, unconditional goodness that has always been there and will always be there. It can never be changed, can never be diminished. Unconditional goodness that shines like the sun rising in the morning, a light that shines from your heart and radiates loving kindness to every cell of your body and every part of your being, in your emotional body, and to your thinking brain, your thinking mind as well. It might say, I accept myself exactly as I am in this moment, and I love myself as I am right now. Afford yourself that good feeling of self-love as you radiate the light from your heart to the tips of your toes, the tips of your fingers, the top of your head, like the sun rising in the morning, dispelling the darkness. The light shines even outside your body, creating a warm glow surrounding your body in a kind of egg of loving kindness. Bathing in that warm, loving light, learning to love yourself as you are, unconditionally. Then you could bring your attention into your shoulders. Sometimes we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders or protect ourselves by wearing shoulder pads of muscle tension. So just notice your shoulders as they are, right down to the shoulder blades and the upper back and the muscles that attach there, right up into the cranium through the neck. That whole area right from your back of your head to your shoulders and down to the shoulder blades. Bring your mindfulness and attention into that space of the shoulders, back of the neck. Notice what you notice. And then as you fill your belly with breath, allow that life force energy to move into the shoulders. And as you breathe out, relax and let go, releasing any tension and appreciating your shoulders. As well, you can then run your mind down both arms, the upper arms, to the elbow joint, the inside of the elbow, the outside, and right through the lower arms to the wrist, the palms, the thumb, the joints of each finger, and onto the fingertips, paying attention to the center of your palm, allowing your mind to feel both your arms at once, noticing what you feel there, noticing any residual tension, any places of tightness or holding. And then as you fill your belly with breath, allow that life force energy to flow down your arms. Relax and let go as you breathe out, allowing any tension to spill from your fingers like water from a faucet. Feeling the back of your head. Let it be as heavy as it needs to be. Feeling the breath in your nostrils. Mindful of your face and your eyes. The muscles around your eyes work hard all day, focusing. Allow your eyes to sink deeply into the sockets and relax. Make sure your mouth and tongue are relaxed. You don't need to grip your jaw. You might even open your mouth for a moment and yawn. Force yourself to yawn by opening your mouth as wide as you can helps you to feel relaxed, making sure that your tongue is soft and relaxed and you're not talking to yourself very quietly with the tongue flapping around. Let the tongue be soft and full, right down deep into your throat. Your forehead, your temples, let the muscles fall away on either side. Till your whole body feels soft and relaxed, present on the earth, while your mind is alert and present in your body and with each breath. You could perhaps imagine the very crown of your head, where your hair spirals at the very top of your head, a kind of hole that opens up like a whale or a porpoise. And there's a kind of straight pipe that goes right down into your pelvis, right through the center of your body. And you could breathe through this pipe, just like a porpoise or a dolphin in the sea. Breathe in. Fill your body with the life force energy, and then as you breathe out, sending that up through the top of your head, relax and let go, releasing your body into the earth. Fill, breathing in, filling up, expanding, breathing out, relaxing, letting go. Continuing to breathe in this way, be mindful. If you've been working with your body scan with your eyes closed, you could gently open your eyes just to notice your environment and to be present and awake. Gently opening your eyes to perceive the space in the room above you. And as you release your body into the earth and relax, let your eyes and your mind reach out into the space, even beyond the room, into the sky above and out into outer space, acknowledging that there is limitless amount of space to accommodate your mind. You can relax and let your mind go in the space. As you release your body into the earth, and then when you're ready, you could bring your knees back up, your feet flat on the floor. Bring the knees up, and you could even bring your knees toward your chest and reach out with your arms, your hands, and give your knees a little hug. Draw them to the chest to stretch out your lower back. And then if you like, you can rock from side to side and massage the muscles on either side of your spine. And then when you're ready, you could just fall over on to the right side with your knees and kind of scooch onto your mat, taking a kind of fetal position, letting your knees fall and scooching yourself onto the mat so that you can take a kind of fetal position, and then remembering your belly breath in this position, relax again, letting go with the out breath, and tuning into your body, your whole body at once. And if this feeling of relaxation and alert mindfulness feels good, you can make that commitment to yourself to practice this and to bring it into your life. No matter what you're doing, you can bring this into your life, reminding yourself if you're driving the car in traffic, if you're sitting at the computer, talking on the telephone, talking to a coworker or to a family member, your spouse, your children. You can remember your belly breathing, remember you're rooted on the earth, let go into gravity, and be really present in your mind. To be able to be with the people you're with, at work, at home with the family, whatever you're doing, you can always remember to be mindful and relaxed, to be present in the here and now. Then as you're ready, you can use your hands to get up and to stretch and move as your body would like, remembering that you can bring this into your life as you go forward.